With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Hi, everyone. It's Friday. Got that Friday feeling. Oh, buzzing for it. Prem's back. All right, Flav.
Yeah, good. Good. Hang on. So, the bloke who complained about the theme music is like, say, it's too dramatic. Why is it so dramatic? Like, fucking the point, innit? It's a joke.
I saw that as well. Someone also commented, get to the point of the title. I mean, stupid boy.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you are not understanding of this.
That don't want sure. You.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Friday. It's live. The weekend's here, guys. We made it, which is always glorious. And you guys have made it as well. Sir Squelch is there in the chat. I've just spotted. These are the kind of people we're attracting, Flav. Sir Squelch is here. The moistest of all slugs, I presume. Bob Fellows, Freddo is here. And actually, straight off the bat, guys, we've got a brand new offer. It worked last week, Flav. I said there was an offer on Patreon. It worked. Brand new offer, guys. Get on it now whilst it's hot. Patreon, just $4. Unbelievable. Just $4 if you want to be on Patreon. And the reason I wanted to bring that up was because, first of all, we've got some new patrons. So welcome to you guys. Thank you for joining us. Secondly, There's stuff that you just will never hear on the main podcast that you might want to check out through it. And I can share some of that glory right now because we had a discussion, or the guys in the Discord, the Jaffan Discord, which again you get access to if you become a patron. Link is in the description. There was a discussion of a Bob Fellows, Flav, and his attire when going to nightclubs.
Yeah, we were talking about whether or not it was acceptable to wear club shirts when going out clubbing.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously not acceptable, but this kid has balls the size of King Kong's and he doesn't give a shit. And not only that, he's got the name and the number on the back.
Yeah, and I don't think you've seen this, Flav, but I was sort of having a look at the Discord server.
I saw it.
And the pictures have been revealed, and I asked Bob if he'd mind. And what I love is like the photos are from the photographer who just goes around. This is from Element nightclub in Northampton, and there you can see Bob in the background. Just ready to pounce. Clever body position there. Showing his back to the ladies, and of course he'll turn over in a second, and deliver whatever line he needs. What Freddo? And they go, what? What Freddo? Did you say what? Why is it Freddo on the way back? Great story, actually. Let me get you a drink, guys. Can I just get... And he's in. Not my favourite picture. Not my favourite picture. This one's a good one as well. They're just chilling, ready to pounce. And what's more, there's Bob. Good old Bob. Good son.
Bob. Really,
are they, you know, is he? Some people would think that's a bit creepy. He's there in the background lurching. No, I disagree. I think what's happening here is actually that's his harem of ladies that he's walking around the club with. And then the photographer's gone, should we get a photo? And because he's a class act, he's gone, go on, girls. You just get... You girls have... No. Enjoy your photo. Enjoy your photo. I'll just chill out back here. And those eyes say everything. Those eyes say absolutely everything.
He's definitely killed in his lifetime, yeah, as Fred Oak.
I wasn't thinking killed. I was thinking slayed, maybe. Not killed.
Slayed, yeah. Bob, those are his harem, and you know they're having a good time, and he's just standing there going, anyone comes up and talks to him, they're gonna get a pint glass smashed in their face.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And he's known in West Bromwich as the bastard.
Yeah.
He's just called the bastard.
Because some people go, see that guy's wearing why is he wearing a West Brom shirt? I'm gonna go out to him and take the piss out of him. Someone just grabs him by the shoulder and go, don't. Do you not know who that is? It's Bob Furlough.
You do not. It's Bob the bastard.
Yeah. Alex Bizuski says, teach me, Freddo. Well, I think some people will be wondering, this guy, our boy Bob, you know, he is super cool, but can he let his hair down? Well, yes, he can, because there he is, right at the back, just owning life.
Is that the full harem?
I presume that's the extended squad. Yeah, that's the provisional squad before he makes his final decision.
Looks like it's photoshopped into that picture a little bit.
No, are you sure
this is real, Bob?
This is Bob. Oh, that's beautiful. living his best life. It's great to see.
I absolutely love it.
And this is the kind of glory you'll only see on the Patreon page. Now, I would have generally said wearing a football shirt to a club is a mistake. But, Bob, you've proved us wrong. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I mean, look, the evidence is right there.
It literally is right there. There he is, sticking his tongue out like a nut of the years. Congratulations to him. So, yeah, if you want to become a patron and enjoy that kind of stuff, then link is in the description. Get yourselves involved. The title of the video is regarding that man, Cristiano Ronaldo. Bob, I would say the Ronaldo of the clubbing world, because, you know, Ronaldo doesn't mess about. He's clinical. He's clutch. And he's back. Thoughts? Happy?
Oh, man. Well, I can't say what I want to say.
I know. I know exactly what you want to say.
I know what I want to say, and I wouldn't do it on your channel because it potentially could get you in trouble.
Maybe in a mailbag.
No. Yeah, in mailbag. What I would say is that we are all focusing on the wrong thing. That's it. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about it. But the storylines should not be about... Anyway, it doesn't matter. So it does matter, but I just can't, you know. Right. What's the question? Is he... Will it work? Of course it's going to work. He's fucking brilliant. He's... You know, it's kind of. I was bored of talking about Ronaldo, sort of midway through his career at Madrid. And then when I went to Juventus, I think, oh, that's nearly over now. Don't have to think about him much more. And now he's come back to the Premier League, and he's gonna be the bollocks because he is an incredible footballer, probably one of the best to ever do it.
Do you know what's amazing? 12 years since his last game for Man United. Where's the time gone?
Is there any chance that his age catches up with him at all, Jim? It's just not, is it? Nothing's going
to... At some stage, it will have to. Thing is, though, I feel like there's a... This is a take that people won't like, but we all know how good they are. We get it. And we all know, oh, he keeps himself in great nick. I get it. He doesn't work hard. And I know, I don't think that's important. Messi doesn't work hard either, and we still should just enjoy them. But... As a central striker these days, I feel like you've got to work kind of hard. And he doesn't do that. And that, I wonder if, what's stronger here? How good he is, or the weakness of how little he works? Like, will it matter?
Obviously how good he is.
I mean, yeah. But in the Premier League, I wonder if it will be different. I love this. S. Eric, James hates United. Apparently I hate Man City as well, and Chelsea. So let's not start with that. And let me finish, Flav. We kept Man United together last year with our man glue. If you don't understand what that means, go back to the podcast last season, okay? But you, I presume, are a Man United fan. You wouldn't even have Ronaldo because you'd be playing in the Championship, which is a great league.
Can I just say I put my hand on my heart and say I absolutely hate Manchester United. I hate Man City. I hate every team in the Premier League apart from Spurs. They're all the enemy, and that's just the way I feel. We talked about it last week, but we need to accept bias. I don't know why fans get so annoyed at people that are biased when talking about football. The whole point of football is rivalry and a needle, right? If you don't hate the other team, then what's the point?
I think why it annoys me a little bit is I'm incredibly indifferent.
You are.
You've
always been quite good at having that, of like taking a step back. But this is the problem, is that when people hear people talking about their club, if it isn't praise, then they just assume that you hate them.
So agenda. That's the thing.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's fine. Anyway. So I wonder if that... Because the thing is, well, the difference between doing well and winning the trophies that they want to win, that it's literally like, it's paper thin. Like, if you're not first, you're last, to quote Talladega Nights. So I feel like the more I look at it, and I what I'm wondering is, am I just leaning towards a sort of devil's advocate hipster take where I go, this isn't going to work? Or is that actually how I feel? Like, or am I just being... Am I just taking it like the fact that he's a little bit older and he's been playing in leagues where it's not as hectic into account? I don't know. You know, let us know.
None of us know until we know, do we? So you just got to speculate. The fact is, it doesn't... If you're taking anything away from Ronaldo and thinking that he won't bring something significantly positive to Manchester United, then you're mad. You're absolutely insane. Of course he's going to... Of course he's going to go straight into that team and he's going to score a bag load of goals.
He'll play. But will he win?
Well, the question is, will he win? Because...
Yeah. And how many will he score? You know?
Manchester United, the amount of investment and the quality of their transfer window and their impeccable first 11. If they don't win the league, it is a failing. You can't bring in Ronaldo for £450,000 a week and £400,000 a week for Varane and have that squad and not win the league. It's a failure, a massive failure if they don't win it. So they've set themselves up to win the league. And a massive part of that will be whether or not Ronaldo is a success. He's got to be better. For Man United to win the league, he has got to be the best version of him. And that's the question, I guess. Is there's no doubt he improves them. It's not even up for debate, but by how much? If I was a United fan, I'd be quietly confident. And from an outside perspective, you've got to say Man United should be winning the league. It's either them, Chelsea, or Man City. But City aren't stronger than they were last year. Really, you know, Grealish signed for 100 million. Did they really need him? Like, they've had their players that they could have done elsewhere. If they'd have spent that on Kane, you'd say City would win the league, but they didn't. So
Chelsea feel close. Like, in terms of players that they needed,
I was going to say Chelsea as well, yeah.
In terms of players that they needed, Chelsea have probably done... Well, Man United have had a very good window, you know, bringing Varane.
Yeah, Man United and Chelsea, and it just shows what happens when you spend money.
Here's the thing, maybe. And I might do a video... I might do a proper video on this, because I think there's like psychology involved in this as well. But with Ronaldo, people going, he'll bag 20 goals. Yep, I think he probably will bag 20 goals, right? But how many extra goals is that? Like, how many of those goals are goals that you're taking from Fernandes? How many of those goals are goals that Cavani would have scored? Do you know what I mean? Like, how many... Because that's what it is. It's about difference. It's about improvement, right? So... If he scores the same, if he takes the same kind of chances that, you know, Cavani would have taken, because he wasn't useless last year, was he? He was great. Like, his movement was great. They looked great with him. Pogba looked great when he was playing with him. Fernandes had a great season last year in terms of, like, his goals and assists. And I know that there was a big reliance on him, but, you know, those are goals that are there, right? And if you kind of stifle him somewhat, because, again, it's about Ronaldo... How much more are you getting? I think that's the real question in all of this. Like, no doubt he's great. No doubt his numbers will be good. But for you to win things, it will have to be both about him. And you're right. He has to deliver in a way that means that you get more goals more points, you know?
Yeah. Well, and they're going to have to... There is a challenge to Solskjaer, because if... That narrative that Ronaldo doesn't work, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen enough of him since he left to, you know, I if he's not going to track back, then that would mean that United and Solskjaer have to create a new system that best serves Ronaldo's abilities.
Charlie says here, I think this is good. He's saying define work. I'd love to know what people in the chat think. What is the definition of Ronaldo working?
Pressing distance covered, isn't it?
I meant it like it working out.
Oh, what's work? Sorry.
Will it work?
They got to win the league. If they win the league, or then it works. If not, they spent a lot of money to not move forward.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for me. Like when you could have spent that money and got Bissouma.
Where did they finish last year?
Second.
Sorry, they finished second. So they've got to win the league now. They've improved significantly. Brilliant defender. We've got Ronaldo, the world's most famous player, and still excellent. And interesting to see how he steps up to the Premier League. And it will tell you how strong our league is, and if it is the strongest in Europe. I know people say it is, but if Ronaldo struggles, then it really is. You know what I mean? I'm not saying struggles. If he bags one in three, or then you'll know how strong our league is. But
yeah.
I mean, I'd rather him not be here. So that tells you something. I'd rather not face Ronaldo. I'd much rather face Cavani. So
yeah, that's true. Do you think there's a little bit of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer who's like, I can do it myself. like he's been given, he's been given Ronaldo on a plate. Like, he's had a bit of luck at times. Do you think he's super, super grateful? Or do you think he's like, part of him's like, I don't need Ronaldo, I can do it myself.
he's at the part of his tenure at United that he needs to be winning leagues, right? It's third season, which is incredible. Is it third season? Yeah, so...
Yeah. Do you know what the killer for him as well is... Mm. Sorry, mate. The killer for him as well is that, say he wins the league, he it's not on him. It's not Solskjaer figured it out, didn't he, Con? He developed. It's Ronaldo. It will be all about Ronaldo.
I know. But the reality is that it would definitely be about Solskjaer. Like, I mean, I know, I get the narrative will be about it. But, what I was about to say, though, is that he's at the end of his career. Sorry, he's three years into his United job, and now is the time where you back him, because he's got this far. And if he doesn't win the league this year, and you feel like you need to replace him, you've at least given him a go. And the loyalty they've shown to him already is significant.
Mm.
It's amazing what he's done, really. And do you know what? When they played us last year at White Hart Lane, they were one of the best teams to play us. They were excellent.
That's interesting.
Mm. We've got super chat.
We have. We've got a few super chats.
We've got a few super chats.
Oh yes, ka-ching. Ham,
you haven't paid me for the last time we did this.
That is on its way. Harrison Mason Jones, just here for another sexually driven smile by Fav. I think Harrison's drunk.
Sexually driven smile.
I think I remember something was said, and then it was sexual, and you enjoyed it. Aaron Heckmat, thank you for that super chat. Aaron Heckmat. On the one hand, people call Ronaldo a flop. Do they? And on another, they say if we don't win the league with him, it's embarrassing. A lot of hot takes out there.
It's not embarrassing, Aram. It's not embarrassing. It's a level of expectation given the money. You don't get... From my perspective, you don't... Man United don't get a pass or you look at them and go, well, they didn't have enough to win the league. If they don't win the league with this squad and the acquisitions you've made, then it's a failing. You should be winning the league. If it's close, there's a point or two in it, then you can say, all right, well, fair enough. One or two games didn't go your way and you didn't win the league for that reason. But if you're 15 points behind Chelsea or Man United this City or something as significant as that, or you're never really in the race, then that's a massive failing, because you're spending so much money on these players. And bearing in mind, it's not transfer fees. Like, people, we got Ronaldo for 20 million. And we sold Dan James for 25. That you're simplifying the finances so drastically. You didn't... The cost of having Ronaldo at your club over the next 2 years. Is it 2 years deal we signed, or three?
Two.
Is like it's huge because of the amount of wages they're paid, and the where you sit in the league table is directly correlated typically to the amount of money that is spent on wages, not transfer fees, on wages. And roughly where you rank in that is where you finish in the Premier League. Now, I don't know where Man United have got to be up there now. So you'd expect them to be winning the league. Then you've done well. You've done brilliantly. And when you sign great players, as you have done, then you can't moan if the expectation... I'm not saying this is what you're doing around, but no. You can't moan if the expectation goes up. And unfortunately, the bigger you get and the more, you know, you're signing these marquee players, the more attention from other fans you're going to get and the more stick you're going to get when you lose. It's just the way it is.
Which, yeah, and it's Man United. I'm sure they're used to all that anyway. EPL team payroll tracker. Man United pretty far out in front, I must say. Estimated total salary is 226 million.
Oh, right. So they're top.
What? Yeah. 150. Oh, next is 152, if this is up to date, which I think Spot Tracker normally quite far up there.
That is crazy. Well, there you go. There you go. If you're spending... You're spending nearly 70. I can't. That number's so. What is that? Is that what is that? 226 million.
Yeah, it's the estimated total salary. The transfer fee is 158 million.
Yeah, so you're spending 70 million more than you 70 million more than Chelsea. You got to be winning the league. You have to be like that. You need to ask questions. That is significant. And I get like Manchester United, massive club. They generate huge, more money than anyone else, I think, in the world. That's fucking mad. I didn't think it would be that high.
That's it. I just find it's interesting. Like, I always find expectations so interesting. Like, at what point do they move up like to different levels? And I know you can like say you'd like a centre midfielder, but like that should have been sorted a little while ago now. Like, and the other areas have been sorted out. That's where I come back to with it. It's like they didn't need him.
Well, look, if they win the league, they needed him. If they didn't, then they didn't.
That's it. Because if they, as soon as it goes wrong, they go, why did we buy? Because it is on his shoulders, and he's used to that, and he's fine with that. I know him well, and he'll be up for the challenge. But he's like. If it doesn't work out and he scores 15 goals, like the only way he gets out of trouble is if he scores 30 goals and they don't win the league, because he can go, well, what do you want me to do? Right. But they didn't need him. But I like that they got him. I'm quite excited to see him play. It's going to be
someone in the chat saying that's not this false, that information. So someone's just made that information up for a laugh, apparently.
What, this spot track thing?
I don't know. If it's, say it's not true, apparently Man City and Chelsea pay more than United. So are these figures that they've made up?
I think they might not be completely up to date. But I mean, actually, it says 2021-22. And who are you? could you send me your website, please?
No, Zach said, last time I checked, they were paying more than us. Those figures are not correct. So right. Someone...
I'm going to go with the website of you, Zach. Yeah, sorry.
And not only
you're probably right.
Spot Tracker probably got an agenda against Manchester United. I think that's what that's about.
Yeah, that's a single spot track. They hate Man United. That's their problem. Mm. Right, let's have some laughs, shall we? With Jim's Big Laugh Award. And there's some belters this week. Some great quotes from last week as well. We were on fire. Let us know what you think about Ronaldo, by the way, in the chat. But we've got a lot of buffet chat to get through, so we can't be talking about Ronaldo all day. Last question on Ronaldo, Flav. Mm. I wonder if there's like a cheeky little power play from Ollie who to sort of bring him on as a sub, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, great, and he has his moment. Then play him as a sub again the week after, just to go, yeah. Cristiano, go, yeah, I'm the manager here, son. All right. Yeah. Sit down.
I'm your daddy now.
Put
right?
your jacket on.
I'm You're your daddy. Starting. Did you see the picture of Ronaldo looking at Ollie and looked at? I posted it. Like he looked, just looked at him like he was confused. Like what am I looking at? He's in. And Ollie's like really excited to have Ronaldo there, and he's looking at Ollie. He's like, "What is that? This ain't. Do you still play for United? Here? They gave you another contract.
Oh no." I've got to find this because I've heard two people tell me about this.
No. What, the picture?
Yeah.
No, just go to my Twitter. It's my last tweet.
Oh, it's in your last tweet. Okay, right. So
It's basically a picture that they're in, and Ollie's explaining something to Ronaldo. And there you go.
Yeah.
He's looking at him going, can you click on it and make it big?
Yeah.
He's looking at him just going, what is that? What is that?
He's going, I think he's in shock there. He's going, Ollie's going, you might not remember this, but I scored quite a few goals myself. Do you know the bit, the most important thing about goal scoring? Number one, and Renard's going, are you really going to tell me?
Caption saying, did you know the price of beer in Norway is £12? That was the conversation he was having. Well, do you think Ronaldo even checked who the manager was before rejoining?
Well, and probably not, because he's the manager now.
Do you remember in the final? Now. Do you remember in the final when Portugal won the Euros? And didn't he come off injured?
Yeah.
And he was essentially on the touchline managing along with whoever the manager was at the time. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, of course. Santos. I remember.
And, you know, he's just going to... Like, what's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer going to say to Ronaldo? Other than, please score loads of goals for us, what's he going to say?
Yeah.
I need you to cover 11 kilometres.
You're not working hard enough, Ronnie. Yeah. Need a bit more. Shut up, mate. You're a sub.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. What I would like is, actually, if everyone can go to Flav's Twitter and... do a little caption competition under this, and we'll read out the best ones next week.
And follow me.
My quick one is him going, is that finger is very useful for the caption. He's going a lot of people want me to play one person at the base of the midfield. No, two. Fred and McTominay. Go on, Ollie. I'm rooting for him a little bit, I've got to say. He can't believe he's there still. 3 years on, can he?
Mad. He's done incredibly well. He really has.
He really has. Right. Jim's Big Laugh Award. I went through the comments and the things that made me laugh. I popped on the list. Last week was poor. There were none.
Nothing made you laugh.
Fortunately, this week was good. And in particular, you guys did brilliantly in the comments. In terms of your replies, I thought they were really good. So here's a few of the nominees for level pick. Ethan Riley, I'll be honest, I never thought we would see the day where Flav, who just turned 40, is voluntarily plugging his dog-related TikTok to try and make it blow up.
Look.
Here we are, mate.
I'm having quite a lot of fun with it, to be honest.
I can tell.
I've made 9 videos of my dog, Frank, who's a staff. And go and follow it if you want some lovely dog-based content. Although I had one video that blew up, and then the others have been a bit shit, so I'm losing the impetus.
Get that in the bio, by the way. Get that in the Twitter bio. So basically, Flav's got a dog, and he's a legend. So that's a nominee. This is a nominee, Phil Boggild, but it's more the replies that made me laugh out loud. He said, I'm sitting on the toilet and the notification comes through that JLA has laid another golden egg. Could there be a better combination of feelings? Sitting on the toilet. So basically saying, is there a better combination of feelings? Pooing and getting a notification that we've put the podcast out. But yeah, the replies made me laugh out loud. Kerlikos says, if that's wrong, I don't want to be wrong. Phil Boggild accidentally poked my finger through the paper 30 seconds later. What goes up must come down. Nim then chimed in. He said the highs and lows. And Phil replied again, life is a roller coaster. That exchange just really made me laugh. And a couple of other nominees. Naz, just to clarify, this was it. Last week there was a guy who he gave us this I stuck with the pod and it all worked out in the end. And it didn't read well. He wanted to clarify it. So right. A couple of things that he went within his initial comment last week, go back to last week's podcast if you missed it, was So he said, just to clarify, at that time, I thought it was just another football podcast, and I stuck by it. Now I know it is much more than just that. I don't think it was probably the right choice. It was certainly the right choice. I am absolutely delighted. I didn't just quit at first, and now it's my favourite piece of media out of anything. And again, with the replies are the things that made me laugh out loud. Because this G goes, don't backtrack on your point. Stick by it. You've said it now.
Yeah, that's the kind of energy I want.
I thought you'd like that. And then Naz is in a right panic now. He's come back and gone, I'm not trying to backtrack. First comment still stands. I'm just adding to this to make sure that it isn't taken the wrong way. And then Daniel popped in and went, yeah, but what have you won? Fair point.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what he's won.
And a final nominee. Tyler Norton, fast forward 15 years, James is hosting Match of the Day 2 on Sunday nights. They are interviewing QPR's 26-year-old striker who's just banged in a brace. Jim can't help but crack a bit of a smile as the interview starts. But when he's wrapping it up and keeping it professional, the striker confides in him on national television. Jim, I'm a moist slug. as he slinks off the interview area like a good little sluggy wuggy, Jim dies inside. His pundits look puzzled. BBC hurriedly, he hurriedly cuts to the next highlight.
Moist.
What's your nominee of this week's Jim Big Laugh Award?
I like the Phil Boglid sitting on the toilet notification comes through. That's my favourite. That was great.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You are the winner, Phil. Well done to you. Well done to you. Quotes of the week from last week's podcast. Daniel Burgess. Quote of me. Come back to mine. I've got two shepherd's pies in the fridge. Luke Galassi. Quote of the pod. Jim saying, I don't remember saying this. Word of warning. The lovemaking will be lethargic.
This is after the all-you-can-eat buffet, wasn't it? When you're
on the yeah.
That's it.
More buffet chat coming up, by the way. And we're as... And also we've got football bingos coming back as well. Can't speak. Matt Smith, quote of the pod, get your meeting early.
I can't remember what that was about.
It's buffet as well. Archie Ansell, where had we got to? Right. Toasters, of course.
Football podcast.
Joshua Jackson, I'm not sure we're going to top that. A 5-minute riff on buffets. And Danny Berenson, quote the pod from me, to keep the CPM high, I'll just talk in a Bosch accent. Brazzers. last week you were saying this is a possible new bit of why is it trending? We had a little chat about Trevor Sinclair, didn't we? And people seem to like my Jim White impression, which was nice.
So we've got Callum Wilson trending.
Oh, so what do we
right,
think?
Don't click on it yet. Callum Wilson drink driving.
Yeah. Often these things are drink driving. I might just quickly go. I might go for a little explore. And I'll go to sports because I presume Callum will be in there, will he not? So Ronaldo 7, trending, of course. Romanian, interesting. Where's Callum? Callum's not there. He's on the main one. Damn. All right, let's go back. I think he's called out Ronaldo, said, you're a chump, they should have bought me. Callum Wilson. Steve Bruce speaks to me. Callum Wilson won't make the weekend, unfortunately, with his thigh injury. We're not going to put
it. I was expecting more than that.
Yeah, it's really frustrating for Callum.
More than just a thigh injury.
Yeah, that is a letdown.
Let's go Mikel Antonio. It's not fit for the weekend. We'll not play this weekend.
Yeah, let's just find out. No, player of the month.
Player of the month.
Rightly so. Well done, Mikel. You know, they lost to, like, Panama. He's playing for Jamaica now. And they had this unbelievable team. Jamaica got a really exciting team now. What? They lost to Panama. Crazy.
How long has he played for Jamaica? I'd be thinking, like...
He's only just...
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's only just...
Well, how old is he? 30?
31, maybe, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And that's about it. Well, there'll be good weeks and bad weeks. We can be quick with that. It's fine. We keep on moving, of course we do, to the next bit, which I'm trying to find, which is the joy of Roy. So Roy Keane's been shining so, so bright. I honestly think his interview with Gary Neville is probably the best interview I've seen this year. Obviously. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I have watched. I think it's the best interview I've seen this year. I have. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. It's because Roy Keane makes it. Just love him.
So I know the guys kind of behind it because, you know, working with League of 72. And we did, we chatted to Chris Wilder this week. Honestly, it was the best. It was so good. I can't wait for people to see it. It's out. We did like a question and answer thing, and that's out from the live stream we did yesterday on the League of 72 channel. But the full interview is coming out next week. And yeah, I think it's right up there with one of the best interviews I've done. And it looks really, it's so nice to be like out and about in his garden, saw his living room, manager's gaffs. I literally went to a manager's gaff. It was madness. So that's coming soon. But they were saying that Gary Neville literally just spoke to, they literally just went for a walk and spoke for 2.5 hours and cut out a few bits. And Gary Neville like had no questions with him or anything like that. They literally just chatted for a while. It was great.
Know each other, don't they? That's why.
Yeah. Anyway, with that, we've seen a different side of Roy. And we wanted to, you know, enjoy the joy of Roy. So each week, if you have met Roy or if you've just got a whimsical story, all of them seem to have been real so far. And this is a really, I think you'll like this. Stephen Devlin, the joy of Roy. I once met Roy Keane whilst out in County Cork. I was down from Armagh. I'm probably saying that wrong. Visiting my wife's family, and we went out to a fancy hotel for dinner.
Ooh.
There was a nice bar there too that was showing the Champions League game later that evening. As I approached the toilet, I've seen Roy Keane entering it just before me. I followed him in and entered the cubicle next to him. As I sat there in amazement at the thought that Roy bloody Keane is sitting in the cubicle next to me having a shit, I heard, "All right, fella, how's it going?" I was shocked. I paused for a moment and answered nonchalantly. "Yeah, good, how's you?" He answered, "Yeah, not bad, not bad. Where are you for tonight?" he said. Holy shit, Roy Keane's chatting to me. He wants to know what I'm at tonight, where I'm at tonight. Imagine, he wanted to make my night and have a drink with me. The match or something. Oh my God. All this was going through my head. So I answered, "Just out for a meal with my wife's family. They're from Fermoy. We're having a meal, then heading over to the bar to watch the game later. What about yourself?" There was a pause. I waited in anticipation and then heard, "Here, lad, I'm going to have to ring you back. There's a wanker in the cubicle next to me. He thinks I'm talking to him."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That is a belter. Do you know what? I think, and that there's no rules here. If you can write something that is believable and it's just made up, I'm all for that.
Are you not sure?
I think it's true. No, I think in this instance, I was going to say, caveat to that is, I think this is true.
Very good.
There's a wanker in the cubicle next to me who thinks I'm talking to him.
I'm going to have to ring you. There's a wanker in the cubicle next to me thinking I'm talking to him.
That is wonderful. More of joy of Roy.
Absolutely.
Good work. Who was that?
That was Stephen Devlin.
Good work.
Great work. A Samism can hit you at any time, and we must remain vigilant. We must remain vigilant at
Samism,
all times.
For people who don't know, new to it, is Samism is a. It's basically when you mix your metaphors up.
Yeah.
Or analogies.
Yeah. Like.
Because our good friend Sam Peoples do it all the time, every day, and they become Samisms.
Yeah. You know, is the juice worth the coins? Was one of his.
Is the juice.
Pogba served up revenge on a cold plate.
We
love Samism. United People's TV is his channel. If you want to, I would really appreciate if someone could just keep an eye on his content, because I'm not bloody watching it. and if you do spot one, I'll make my week.
And give us a—he's brilliant. I don't know. Give us a time code, and we'll clip it up and put it in the show.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, Morgan Heath has got a Samism, so keep an eye out on them. From pundits can do it often. I've been guilty of it. Flavaz as well. Morgan Heath, I've got a. I think I did it today actually on ESPN. I was talking about Bruno Fernandes and Ronaldo. Having the discussion over who takes penalties. And I said it would be like two bulls running into each other. I was like, it's not bulls, is it? It's rams. Just two bulls running into each other. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Morgan Heath, I've got a Samizen. I've been waiting to comment for months. You just wait for the right time. Feels like this was it. 58 likes would suggest it was. My mates referred to a lose-lose situation as a catch 182. Confusing a catch 22 with a rock band, Blink 182.
Yeah, that's
he's had a stinker. God bless him. Keep an eye out. There's just one Samism, but if you spot a good one, then go for it.
Another good example from Charlie Warner is Joe Willock, who said they opened me with welcome arms. They opened me with welcome arms.
The best ones are like that, where it's like it kind of makes you feel a little bit ill. It just doesn't. That, like Chris Wilder in the interview, he said something about it's something about the most important thing is both ends. And I was like, in my head, I wanted to go. Couldn't agree more.
There's been a bit of a bombshell in the comments, Jim.
Oh God, what?
Kieran Brownbill has just said, unfortunately, and he's like, I don't want to do this, guys. But unfortunately, I've heard that Keane story before.
Oh, no.
It was about a movie star.
Oh dear.
Steve Devlin.
What do we do? Can't even prove it with a spoon. I don't know what we're going to do there.
I mean, there's nothing to prove. You don't need to prove who he is. They want to know who he is.
Go get Roy Keane. Get Roy Keane. Get a picture of Roy Keane holding a spoon in a cubicle.
He's a fucking liar. That's what he is.
Yeah.
You piece of shit, Stephen. You absolute scumbag.
Are we banning
him? You come in here, right? And you just wanted your name read out. You haven't even put any effort in to make your own lie up. You've just stolen someone else's lie. Pathetic. Shame. Ban for a week, Jim. Sorry. Ban for a week.
By the way, if you could all like the stream, that would be glorious. Massively help this, because the views have been going up on the old podcast. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe this could actually catch fire.
We've got a super chat, Jim.
We do.
It's only $2, so we don't have to take it that seriously. But is the sea celebration the best ever? I tell you what, it's the fucking worst.
Knew that was coming.
Awful celebration.
Yeah.
It's it's only better. The only thing that's better than is that. Which is the worst.
What, the Shearer?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Boring, isn't it? It gets away with that. It's good because it's boring. No, it's boring. It's boring, Alan.
Boring. I hate the C. He's an arrogant. He's an arrogant tosser, isn't he? Like, he's an arrogant bloke. And you've got to be that good. But,
Lingard scored for England last week. And he kind of did the Ronaldo see, and I think he sort of realised as he was doing it, as he was sort of in mid-air.
I literally just got a message from Sam Peoples, so I'll stop listening to you. I thought you might be watching this. What did you say? Who
Lingard scored for England and kind of did the C thing.
What does it mean? C's? Yes.
Yes!
Not as good as it?
No, yeah. I always think that with like...
Yes!
You know, like, when there's restaurants...
Worst part of it is that everyone in the crowd also goes, see, like...
They do, don't they? The whole, you know, everyone at Old Trafford, if he scores, they're like, see.
Oh, jeez. So
I've noticed that a bit with, like, people like... What was his name? Reece James did it, I think. He'd scored a goal and he went Vamos a couple of times because of who he was talking to, and then went come on. And Gareth Bale, I've seen him do it as well, where he says, I think it was Wales in the week, he said Vamos as well. It's interesting.
But that might have been, it might have said it so many times when he's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I've got no problem with it. I think it's interesting. Also, I think like how more glamorous they are. Like my sister-in-law had this like fancy notebook and it was like French or something and it said... Papier or something. I was like, well, that's, and that means paper, does it? She went, yeah. I went, yeah.
Looks like we've got a Ronaldo fanboy in the comments getting antsy. I love this shit. He's getting,
don't take the mickey out of Ronaldo, I really love him.
He says, Ronaldo will outscore your entire club. Rattled.
Interesting.
Rattled. Okay. What do you want? What do you want from us?
I'll tell you what, we can take that. Ronaldo will outscore your entire club, and we can put that in this season's Jaffin Bingo. Pop that in there. Let's see if that one comes to fruition. We've got some newbies. I think we need one more week to fill our box, and then we will share it out, and then we can keep an eye on it for everyone to see. For those who don't know, we're building a Jaffin Bingo. We've got some great ones here. I won't go through them all. Go through the last 2 weeks and you'll see things that we expect to see but are quite rogue, and hopefully we can get ourselves a cheeky bingo at some point. So this week we've got a few. Naz, he thinks every time City play with even a slightly weakened team, the commentators will at least once say they've got an embarrassment of riches on that bench. Yeah, that will happen.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Klopp giving a riled up, passive-aggressive post-match interview that you watch and think, thank God I haven't got to be stood there asking those questions. He'll go after someone at some point, won't he?
If they lose, his interviews are generally pretty antsy, aren't they?
Mm. Chrissy Wilder was saying that, he had a bit of a beef with Klopp.
Chrissy Wilder? He's not your best mate, Jim.
We are friends now. He said...
Have you got his number?
I don't need it. I know where he lives, so don't need it. He said when I left, he shook my hand, and he took his time, and he went, I really enjoyed that. I was like, thanks, Chris. Thanks. But he was saying with Klopp that they'd had this Premier League managers meeting, and normally it's in person and it's a bit more jovial. But you'll remember there was it kicked off between the two of them a little bit. But he said this meeting was happening, and because it was on Zoom, you know, remember when everyone would do like Zoom parties and it was just like whoever would shout the loudest would be the person that would be able to speak. He said... He was just running, like, Klopp, it's just his personality, but he's saying he was just running this meeting. Like, no one could get a word in. Like, he was the only person talking. And I think he sort of, Chris Wilder was like, well, at some point, like, you know, we need to talk about other clubs as well. So he just kind of stepped in. But he's very, very dominating, isn't he, Klopp? Which I think, it riles people sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and look. You don't manage. All these managers are mad, right? They're all psychopaths. You can't function with that level of pressure.
Not my Chrissy Whissy.
A part of him, I would. When I say psych, yeah, they're like they're sociopaths. They're psych. No one would willingly go in. That's not an insult, Jim.
That's like someone saying that about you. Do you know what I mean? When you've got a relationship with someone like I have with Chris, when people say stuff like that, I've got to defend. I would defend you the same way.
No, I appreciate where you're coming from, Jim. You're a good person for it. All I'm saying is it's in the character trait that you need to be successful in that kind of environment. It's like same with sort of Wall Street bankers and anything intensely
Formula One drivers. They're all a bit.
Probably. Just all a bit, yeah. So what I'm saying is that you have to believe in yourself so much and make it about you to achieve at that level. And if you couldn't do that, you wouldn't be the manager that Klopp is. So he isn't there to be liked, is he? He's there to be fucking get results for his club.
Mm. Who's a better manager, Klopp or Chris Wilder? Because Chris Wilder's done it in numerous divisions. Numerous. Yeah. 935 games.
I would. I know everyone says it. I would like to see like these elite managers manage like shit clubs, not shit clubs.
But yeah, can we do a swap season? Let's do a swap season where Klopp gets given Burnley, Guardiola gets given Norwich. You can have similar styles are fine, or they can have Brentford, and give Warnock, Man City. I'd love to see what Warnock could do with Man City. I think he'd do great. Warnock would win the title with this United squad. He probably would.
And Pep Guardiola. You know he's an amazing manager, right? Whether you like him or not, he's fantastic. Like, he's done it amazingly, and the pressures of managing the clubs that he's managed are different to like Farke, who can go down and not worry about his job, right? But why doesn't he just want to go, all right, look, I've done all the money clubs. I've been to every club with the best resources. And now I'm going to create a project. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to bring joy to the people of fucking Fleetwood or whatever it might be. just to see, wouldn't it be great if he went down
Simon
there?
Simon Grayson is under a bit of pressure actually down there. I know, mate. I mean, if we're doing Jeff and Bingo in terms of stuff that we say, that this is something that you say every year,
yeah.
Because I mean, yeah. What else? I will. There will be a part of me. If Guardiola leaves and goes to Brazil, I'll just go, come on, why even play in this game? Why even bothering?
I know, but the thing is, it's like I get it. It's not. It's never going to happen. But you win the league with Manchester City, or even the Champions League. You're like, no one's going. I look at Pep Guardiola's magic. You're like, yeah, but you've got all the money, so you should be winning it. You know, of course you should be winning it. But if you did it with Stoke, then you'd be like, "That this is this greatest manager." He's not. The problem with Pep Guardiola is his legacy will be impacted by this caveat all the time. And here's me thinking he actually gives a shit. He's a fucking head, does he? Why would he? He's not worried about dickhead on podcast, is he? Yeah. So. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Imagine in a press conference, he just snaps. Flav's come out and said that you should do it like a lesser team because you've always got the money.
Yeah.
I
remember one of the most awkward interviews was when the Moose off of TalkSport said to him, is it easy being the Manchester City boss because you're so good? Like, he's paying them a compliment that like, they're so good. You've got them playing so good. He's coaching them easy now. But obviously, it's a stupid question. It's just a stupid question. It's like, because obviously it's fucking really hard to get any player playing exactly how they should do and how well they do against Manchester City. And
why is he called is he called the Moose because he looks like a moose?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's just like old lad banter that's sort of stuck, I think.
And he's happy with it, is he?
Just happy to be around, really. It seems that way.
Yeah. Just a real fruit. So our Jeff and Bingo. So Klopp with a passive aggressive interview. Lewis says that a Premier League manager becomes a magician as his tactical hand gesture coincides with the animation graphic on Sky Sports. That would be great to see. I think Benitez, didn't it? Adam Nichols, Norwich will go through a period of struggling and a pundit will say how much it reminds him of Fulham when they signed a lot of players in 1920 and struggled to gel. Yeah. Jamie Vardy is a good one. Esperi, Jamie Vardy celebrates a goal by mocking the other team's badge or nickname. That will happen. BD, when talking about this is good. When talking about new Chelsea signing Sol Niguez, at least one pundit will, out of fear of pronouncing it wrong, trail off when saying his net surname. Sol Niguez.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Liam Carter, for the bingo, United are out of the title race by March and the weird green and yellow Norwich scarves are back out and Neville hates the owners again.
Yeah.
And Aritrick, congratulations from the chat. We'll put Ronaldo to outscore your entire club. That's QPR and Tottenham.
Or Tottenham. Yeah, I mean, we're going to win every game 1-0, so there's a good chance he might score 38 goals this year. So.
Yeah, let's see. There we go. So we've got three lines now, so we're pretty much there. Maybe one more week. If you've got any more last chance, any more season bingos, get them in the chat.
Let us know if we so we can cross them off if you see any of them.
Yes. Yeah, true. That's then we'll put it on the website that Tyler made for us, and then we can check in on it each week. Right, we're into the key elements of the podcast.
Before you go, because we're going to go into buffet chats, right? Have you ever
of course
how much Steve Bruce, his face, he looks like a Cornish pasty.
Cornish pasty?
His face looks like a Cornish pasty. It's like
I say, well, I'm going to search one of the names of either a Cornish pasty or Steve Bruce, and the people watching will have to guess if what I searched. Did I search Cornish pasty, or did I? You can see these, Flav, can't you? Do you want to pick one that looks most like one, or that sort of merges the two?
I'd say if you look at that one with the woman holding it, red fingernails. She's holding it. It's the third one down. No, you're moving it. So it's fourth now. There,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there.
Right, there. Right, look at that. Right, and then go to.
You've kind of given it away by saying someone holding it with fingernails.
I just want to show you Steve Bruce, and he just looks like a Cornish pasty.
Yeah. So is this Steve? Did I search Steve Bruce or did I search Cornish pasty?
Why? I don't get the game.
The joke is, can the people in the chat, like, is that, can they tell the difference? So in the chat, can say pasty or Steve Bruce, if you can tell, and I'll let you know in a second which one it is.
Okay.
Just see what it says, see what they come up with. So it's down to the people now, see if they can guess. Good game, this, Flav, good idea. This is a highlight, I would say. People think, yep, it's coming in. Well, this is very interesting. This is very interesting. As the chat flies in, a lot of people seem to think it's some. Yeah, I am Leegee Boy. Can't tell. lot of Bruces, lot of Steve Bruces. That's Bruce 100%. Says Matt Wicks.
on WhatsApp, Jim, I've just sent you a picture of the Cornish pasty.
Okay. So actually, guys, I actually had searched Cornish pasty. I didn't search Steve Bruce's name there. So unlucky, guys. Unlucky. I'll do another one. I don't know if it's bullying or not. But, okay. Is this Steve Bruce or is this, or have I searched Elbow? Let us know in the chat which one. Have I searched Elbow or have I searched Steve Bruce? Can you tell the difference?
What is going on? What a time to tune in.
get your answers in there. I'll tell you the answer in a second. So did I search Steve Bruce or did I search Elbow?
That's a Cornish pasty.
Yeah. You've got a picture for me though. Let's have a quick look at that. See if I can do this discreetly. Without people knowing. Get your votes in, guys. It's so interactive, isn't it, YouTube?
Yeah.
people going in. Right. Okay.
Come on, let's move on, Jim.
Well, no, I mean, you want me to show this, Steve Bruce. The answer was Elbow. I did actually search Elbow. Ethan, Esham Al Hassan with a super chat. Thank you very much. Do you think R7 will make Salah go to another level? I don't think he can do any more than he's done over the last few seasons, to be fair.
What do you mean? He will play better because he's in the same league as him.
Well, he's got that competition because they're all crazed egos, aren't they? That's interesting. Probably not. I think he's trying his best, if I'm honest.
I think, yeah. I mean, if he goes any better, then he's going to be one of the best players I've ever seen.
So, yeah, this is what you want to show, Flav.
Can you not call him R7 either? His name's Ronaldo.
Yeah.
His name's not R7.
Okay. Why did you want to show that picture? I think he looks good there.
I think he looks like a Cornish pasty. I didn't realise it was going to go on for so long. There's nothing else to it, really.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Speaking of food, it's time for buffet talk in this football podcast. Now, over the last few weeks, the second half of the podcast, I don't know how it came to be, but we spoke last week about one guy who was midway through a buffet during a first date and had to pop outside and be sick and then returned to finish the job. We're trying to find out some good buffet tactics because Flav didn't know that about me, that I'm very tactical when it comes to the buffet.
I love it.
And I'm not the only one. Daz Muchacho, our good friend. Hello, Daz. Hope you're well, mate. Yeah. When I was a part of a competitive cycling club in Florida, the squad and myself would go to a different buffet every weekend because we couldn't hit the same one twice in a row. The stretching starts the night before. Straight into tactics. The stretching starts the night before. Massive dinner with a large carb load. Really not the kind of thing I would be thinking. I would look to starve myself a little bit just to really enjoy that first plate. But you know, stretching, I understand it. The morning of the ride, breakfast would be a small bowl of oatmeal. That's porridge for English people. And we'd ride 60 to 80 miles and only have GU energy gels during the ride. When arriving to the buffet, we'd park the cars as far as possible and change into regular clothes. If we had any evidence of being cyclists, they wouldn't let you in some places. So this is buffet thing must be a thing.
Because they know you're going to be starving.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because you've done so much cycling.
They're going to beat the buffet. They're going to take you to the cleaners.
Beat the buffet.
We'd park cars far away. We 4 to 8 members of the riding group would then compete on who could get to 10 plates and 3 beers. The rule was eat until someone pukes or passes out, or we'd get kicked out and get a month's ban. I've never been a stronger rider or eater. Very serious stuff there from Daz.
Nice.
Yeah. Zach, talking of buffets and cheating the system. So we did ask people of how to beat the system. It got me thinking of when I went to Harvester with the family about a year ago. My dad was getting served before me and was going along asking for more of pretty much everything. He then got...
More.
Yeah. More. I think it's important to, you've got to hold the stare and you mustn't blink.
More.
More.
More. More. More. You can go back for another. Dad, stop. Yeah. You can go around again.
Suppose I can come back. No, we can come. No. We can come back. There's a queue for me. Come on.
Put more on
come
the plate.
On. Come on. More.
I want 16 spring rolls.
More. Just go. More. More. No, come on, Dad. Anyway. Pretty much everything. He then got to the last bit where his stacked meter high plate was given back to him and he said, "No gravy, thanks." The old woman serving looked shocked. Other customers who'd just about heard what he said whispered amongst each other, "Oh, he's just said no gravy." And I stood there looking at my dad in disbelief. That's the only bit of moisture you can add to what's a very dry meal. And he turned it down. In my head, my immediate thought was nonce.
Nonce? What are you talking about his dad?
His own dad. And I don't think I ever quite looked at him the same after that.
No,
I still respect
nonce.
And love him. It's just not quite the same anymore. Take it very seriously.
When you say buffet, Jim, when you think buffet, what food are you thinking about? There's only one, right?
I think Chinese buffet.
Always, all day.
I think Pizza Hut buffet was what was great back in the day. A pizza buffet, I don't think I've ever been that drowsy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
After
just like so much bread. It's just your eyes. You know, when I'm tired, my eyes just get really tired.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like could barely like see out the door.
See, pizza buffets, I'd imagine. I'm on a diet, so I'm not eating pizza, but I do love it, right?
Yeah.
I do love it.
And Flav's slaying it in the gym at the moment. He's getting wump.
I am absolutely throwing iron all over the place. I go in there and I just kick the shit out of Ron.
Yeah.
All day.
The guys came up to you and said, "Would you mind being a little bit more discreet because it's intimidating the other members of the gym?" They said, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They did. They said, "Can you come in early because there's less people there then, and you're getting so big and so wamp that you need more room."
Yeah.
What else? They're thinking about opening up another room because I can't. I've done all the weights. I've completed the weights. So they need another room where they're going to put heavier weights in.
Yeah. We call it Flav's room.
It's just called Flavrum. I've got my own key. It's a chub key.
Yeah. Because
it's not no it. Fucking pussy
what,
old.
What are you what are you focusing on at the moment? Your traps.
I'm focusing on. I never ever skip leg day. Never.
No, you mustn't.
I'm doing the traps, the abs, the pecs, the triceps, the what are they?
It's the traps, yeah.
traps, yeah, that. So, forearms, biarms. Mm.
We should get the guys maybe to get some questions in if you need any help.
A lot.
We're going to need to
building muscles up in my feet.
Yeah, folks are zoning in on your ankles at the moment.
Yeah, it's not well known. It's only the elite gym goers that know about building the muscles up in your feet.
Yeah, really looking to get some gains in those ankles. LGXD, great question. Flav, do you have a PT or do you just have your own schedule? Actually, Flav is a PT to the PTs.
Yeah, they don't like me. They don't like me because I go in there and I make them redundant. I walk in there and laugh. Yeah. I say, that's why I need my own room as well, because all the personal trainers are getting like antsy because I'm just doing these techniques that they haven't seen.
If it was hard enough, you getting through the door with all your muscles. It's all your knowledge behind that. It's just too much.
I'm like Wamp Lord, and I'm also really intelligent. So.
It's a lot,
and a lot of charisma as well. So you know, it's one of those things. But the reason why I'm neglecting pizza at the moment is because of all that stuff. But I do know how to handle pizza.
Sure.
And if you're doing a pizza buffet, it's not the same as before. Where you're pacing yourself, you've got to ram it in, get it in as quickly as possible, because it will fill you up. It will catch up on you, the right arsehole.
Yeah, the problem.
You get as much pizza into your mouth as quickly as possible. Swallow it, ram, swallow, ram. Swallow ram. Right, ram, ram, ram. Don't go for fucking salad.
Yeah.
Croutons in your salad and they're filling you up.
Yeah, salad bar. Go away. What I would say, the start gun on a pizza buffet is everything. Because if anything, what I would normally do with pizza buffet back in the day is I'd walk past the window, check to see how many pizzas were out in that moment and how many slices had gone. And if it was low and it was just the veggie supreme left, I'd do a lap before coming back. Because you've got to sit down and they've got to be there for you. Because if you just go like, you don't want to go, your first three don't want to be veggie supreme margarita. You're wasting your time. Do you know what I mean? You want it when the farmhouse comes out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And what you don't take bites out of it like some fucking amateurs, like some child taking a bite out of your pizza. What are you, 6 years old? Idiot. You roll it. It's like a wrap. And you just go like that.
Yeah.
Like that, and you just get it in and you get it down and you move on to the next piece. And you know what they want you to do? They want you to sit down. Don't sit down. Mm. Never sit down. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't sit down. You sit down. You become sedentary.
That's so true. You've got to fight the sleepiness, haven't you? You've got to sort of. Yeah, that's true. At the most, I'll do the old spin around chair. I'll have it that way around, just so I can come off quickly and kind of just jog it up before I go in for another rolling slice.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't want you up. They want you sitting down.
Yeah. Don't let them win. So
don't let them in. The bastards will try and intimidate you, right? They'll try and intimidate you. Don't let them sit down. Just say, I'm going to the toilet, mate. They can't stop you from going to the toilet. And then you don't. You go back to the pizza bar.
And also, a final thing, because Josh Berry actually popped in with a quote about the pizza buffet. And I won't read the whole comment, but the gist of it was just make sure you don't eat the crust. That is a complete waste there. Yeah. And if you are going to use Flav's technique, if you are going to roll it up, don't roll from the crust. You roll from the tip. Okay? And then you get rid of the crust at the end.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're looking to get as much cheese and flavour down your throat.
Yeah, the crust is a scam anyway. They know what they're doing. They can put the cheese to the edge. They just choose not to. Yeah, exactly. They're arseholes. And you know what? Don't let your child convince you that they need to come to the pizza buffet. You leave those little shits at home. Because they can't eat their shit.
They can't eat their shit.
They have one piece. No, I'm full. Fuck that. They're taking up space. Get them out.
Yeah. But I'm full, Dad. I'm going to become clinically obese. Well, you're not coming here again, are we?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Eat more pizza.
Yeah. Either you eat 18 slices or we're going home and you'll be eating 4 shepherd's pies that we've got in the freezer. And I was going to treat your mum to that, but you're going to have to eat it now. Ben M says, make sure you drink the drinks that are on the list of included drinks. Not a separate one. He had a very sticky situation where one bloke went for premium lager as opposed to the lagers that was part of the deal. That cost €30 extra. and they all had to chip in, which is completely unacceptable. But it seemed like a, you know, class bunch. So just that's another one just to pop on your notepad, guys. I'm sure everyone's got their notepads out as we go through the buffet tactics here. And finally, Lou back with a buffet hack that rhymes. Looking back, that rhymes as well. As a teenager, when we were gaming the system, we were usually just committing petty crimes. Now this, Flav, I think is a step too far, but I'd love to know what you think. He said our buffet hack was to come with a backpack lined with those huge plastic freezer bags to the Indian buffet and surreptitiously dump a few platefuls between our legs into our backpacks, which were hidden under the table. Meals were sorted for the week.
I mean,
that is like, it's a fine line, isn't it? Between,
it's
between,
not, that isn't a fine line. That's theft.
Yeah, true. But there's a fine line between beating the system and it feeling, because normally when you come out of a Chinese buffet, you're not going to feel great, but you'll have won. In a way that's within the rules. But when you kind of skip the rules like this, when you're not ingesting it in the building,
there's no class in that.
And there's very little class in the whole endeavour. So you need to hold on to what you can.
Look, there's winners, there's losers, and there's cheaters. And, you know, we're only interested in winners here. And that isn't beating the system. That's not gaming the system. You're just stealing food.
Yeah. Connor Norwood says pizza buffets are for real adults. Anything less than 15 slices, you may as well have. Oh, I didn't finish that off.
So I don't think kids should be allowed in buffets, really, in a buffet area.
Do you end up farting in between? It's a strange question. Let's answer that. Toaster Talk, somehow it's still here. I think this will be the last one, I presume. It was more of an apology after last week. We were sort of taking the mick out of someone who said that you've got to turn round the toast at the right time, and you've got to be quick, otherwise it cools down. A lot of people in the comments set me straight on this, so I can't remember who the guy was, but I apologise. What he meant was, sometimes when you get a good bit of, good bit of toast, there'll be that slither at the top that's not in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's generally with Warburtons.
Warburtons are guilty of that, yeah. Mm. So you'll have to flip it from bottom to top when the bread is too tall. So that was my bad. And that is something you will do.
Do you not midway just give it a flick? As it toasts, it goes smaller.
I think that's what I would go to do as well. Oh, by the way, final thing on Toaster Talk, and this is incredibly middle class of me, but I did come across it and it is glorious. Coconut oil and honey on toast is unbelievable. Honestly, it's mega. Give it a go. Just give it a go.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to give that a go.
I'm not expecting you to.
It's too sweet.
Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, right.
So good.
What, you're talking to the other people not in this conversation?
No, I'm saying to people in the chat.
Well, if you're not aiming something at me, then how am I
Steve, I understand people saying lost me at coconut oil, but you know when you've got really buttery toast?
Yeah.
The coconut oil is like that. Honestly, just give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
It's too sweet.
Beat the system. Adam Lewis, beating the system. My dad's mate once told him a great way to finesse the meat carver at a carvery. This is so good. Not going to work in your normal buffet, but for some of our, probably our northern listeners or watchers, this is one for you guys. Used to finesse the meat carver at a carvery. He would ask the carver for just gammon and turkey. Just have gammon and turkey, please. Once the carver is finished plating up the meat, you then ask, actually, could I have some beef as well? Now, the genius in this is that the more types of meat you ask for, the lower quantity of each you'll get, and vice versa. So if you ask for another cut of meat after the carver has served two meats worth, then you get an extra portion on top. I think that's really clever.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, actually, now go on. Is it all right if I have some beef as well? Bosh, smashed them.
Elicar, tried and tested ways of beating the system. So yeah, this is not as good. When you buy avocados, say it's onions on the self-checkout. They weigh a similar amount. That's theft. That is theft.
Yeah. It's not, gaming the system is like...
Jesus.
Within the rules. It's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
It's been within the rules.
Yeah. When you want a six-pack of beer, go in the shop, pick them up, walk out.
Just don't pay.
didn't have to pay them, man.
Gaming the system.
We're not
trying to find out the best ways to be a criminal.
True. Just let that hang in the air.
When you buy bananas, and you got like a bunch of bananas, and you put one on.
I said theft wrong, guys. Okay, I said theft wrong.
What did you?
Unbelievable!
Say?
I just came out wrong. Sometimes I struggle with my THs. No need for that, guys. He also said at festival, slide a couple of beer cans down the side of your wellies when you go from the campsite to the main area.
All right. Well, that's good.
Quite like that. Cooling as well, possibly.
Yeah, that's good.
And final comment. This is the final comment. This is the
I've got one for you. This is one just before. I've got one, a way of gaming the system. When you're going into a festival and for some reason you'd want to avoid sniffer dogs, don't know why, but if you did, then go to the entrance closest to the VIP lane. It's less likely to sniff dogs to be there. Just let you know. Do with that information what you will.
Okay. And finally, we were saying last week, it would be great to get some comments on stuff that people never saw. And you were just like, oh. So, like, I always try and throw a tea bag in the cup when the kettle's boiling.
That's right.
Like, yeah. Sometimes I'll do it. Sometimes I go like that over my head and stuff. And when it went in once, it was glorious and no one saw it. So we asked for yours. So get them in the comments. Danny Galloway, this is my somewhat tragic. Wish somebody had seen that tale. When I was a teenager, I used to ball boy at Southport FC, who were in the conference at the time. One year, 2011, he thinks, they get a decent FA Cup run and were drawn against Sheffield Wednesday at home, which was shown live on ITV. My moment of fame had arrived, and just after half-time, when a blocked shot sent the ball high into the air and began to drop right to me, the camera zoomed in on me. I was ready. And with the entire town, including everyone at school, watching due to the sold-out crowd, I spilled the ball. In fact, the ball got so far away from me that another ball boy further down the touchline had to throw it back. The entire crowd sarcastically cheered. Brutal. I still can see Clinton Morrison laughing at me. So that was caught on camera. He was devastated. Anyway, 4 days later, they played a league game and I made the best catch of my life as I hauled in a pile driver of a free kick at full extension just next to the goal. The away fans behind the goal even briefly chanted, sign him up. But it was too little too late. My fate had already been sealed. My friends still remind me of that moment regularly to this day. I'm glad that this was before the day of Twitter. Otherwise, a clip of this would have circulated the internet for sure. If only I'd accounted for the spin from the deflected shot. If only the game a few days later was televised. Well, it wasn't, Danny. It wasn't.
Cool, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Can we have ones that, not only ones that have never been seen, but ones that were caught and you had an absolutely, maybe we'll do it afterwards, when this has died its death. Mm. Like, what was the greatest moment of your life and how comes everybody saw it?
Yeah, stuff that is caught on camera. That seems far more interesting.
Caught on camera, yeah. Like, tell us about the greatest moments. They can be sport or otherwise. Mm. The greatest moments. When you think back at your life and you're thinking, that was a brilliant moment. I'm so glad. I'm so lucky that I experienced that.
Yeah. What I'll need is a link, and that link needs to be to the exact second of it. Because I don't want it in an hour-long thing. Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to go straight to the clip. Yeah.
Yes, that's good. So I was saying, just tell us about it. But if it actually has been on camera, then we can watch it. That'd be magnificent. Mm. It might be a goal you scored, Sunday League, whatever it is. Just let us see it.
Yes, good shout. It might, we can do that. Because we did that on Patreon, didn't we, with Calgon. We found out one of the guys is a ballroom dancer and he was like unbelievable. Like, we saw some of his clip and he was just like shaking his hips. He looked fantastic. That'd be great. His camera's gone. Perfect timing. We're right at the end anyway, mate.
All right.
Right, guys, if you haven't hit the like button, please do me a favour and just hit the like button for me. And if you're new to the channel, subscribe. If you want to become a patron, link is in the description. We do mailbags every single week, and it's always good fun. So if you do want to get involved, please do. Thank you to our patrons. Obviously, we did this live today, and normally we do the podcast live behind the paywall. So thank you for being understanding all of that. It's very, very good of you. Flav, is there anything you'd like to say before we say goodbye? Now. It's gone little again.
No, thank you. Thanks for watching once again. We love doing this, and we love the fact that so many people watch it. It's amazing. It makes it so much more worthwhile.
It's decent. And a massive thank you to James and Flav community page, by the way, who does the time codes. He's an absolute hero, and I think people really love it. So let me give his little comment a like as well, so we can show that appreciation. Right, guys, thanks a lot. We will see you all very, very soon. I've got an interview with Sam Vokes I did yesterday, which on League of 72, if you want to see that today. He's talking about Ronaldo and all sorts. I know we've got a few Wickham fans actually knocking about, so go check that out. And on Monday, I'll be back with the fallout after some big games as well. So hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss it when we go live. Right, guys, have a great weekend. Love you all. And I might go on Twitch actually in a second. So if you're part of my Discord lot, I'll let you know. I want to use my want to do my wild card, and I also miss streaming with the boys. So I want to and girls. So I want to do that for, even for 20 minutes.
Yeah, one thing that we're figuring out a way to do, like, you know, where people when we do our mailbag, people drop into the studio and we'll have a chat with them. There is a thing that's happening with Discord where they create a room and you have a stage and people can come on and you can bring them into the show. Amazing. It's like this very sort of purposely built way of getting people involved in the content you produce. So I'm setting it up with Charlie. So
okay,
if you like to tell that or you want to be a part of the show, become a patron and you can.
Yeah. I think I will stream on Twitch. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go in there and do my wild card. So come and join me. If not, have a wonderful weekend. Love you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.